So as a recap, we played the toilet paper game again, and now we know each other very well. So like I said yesterday, what we're going to do for this session is actually do it. This is the do it part. So we did the what we do, the how we should do it best, and now we're going to try to do it. But before we get there, I'm going to give you a few more examples of ways to do it. When I was saying it, I'm referring specifically to worship as part of church life. I'm going to sing another song for you. This is definitely before your time. I remember this song came out when I was in sixth grade. I remember being on the school bus actually and hearing the song. And everyone like this is everyone's favorite song, especially the kids sat in the back of the bus, whatever. Anyway, I didn't give you any facts about myself. Let me give you a couple of facts about me for those of you guys who are new. I'll give you one that I told some people earlier today. I used to love watching the Weather Channel, and I still do. I won my college ping pong tournament my freshman year, and just goes to show you that I'm actually an eggshell. It's just white on the outside. It's actually Asian on the inside. Okay. So there you go. All right, so what I'm going to sing to you today, you may have heard it. The song is called Ice Ice Baby. Anyone who heard the song, it kind of goes through town. But instead of being Ice Ice Baby, it's Praise Praise Baby. Okay. Again, you're going to hear, this is also part of the debut album. It's on the CD here. Yeah. Buy one, get one free. I mean, like, whatever you want. All right. Am I ready for this? Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait, technical difficulty. Hold on one second. So that was another example of a silly song. That wasn't taped, the Praise Praise Baby. Maybe I'll sing it as a personal session later on for somebody if they really want to hear it again. What Eunice and I also want to do is we want to share some different examples of what we've done in Manhattan, the fellowship that we meet with there, of different ways that people have really expanded the picture of what worship is, as we talked about yesterday and we brainstormed. So, you know, we just took a couple of very simple examples, and we're going to talk about some other ones that we weren't able to bring down here. But one of them that someone did, she's actually a graphic designer, and she took different verses that had struck her during the week and made them into these different forms, and just to show really like that. One of them is about the streams are like living water, so she has like she changed the verses and made them look into a stream, and the other one is this big circle of verses and how they're all centered together on the same thing. One of the guys wrote some poems, which you can pass around, you can take a look at if you want to. He's a rhyming poet, so he talked about a couple different things, and he shared those with us. Eunice has done a few different things. I want you to talk about it.
I made a clay jewelry. So it was the cloud. It was Moses and the cloud with the cloud and the moon for the night.
Fire
by night and cloud by day. So it was just a jewelry place that like God's leading us and God's guiding us. So it was just really playful. One sister, she likes to cook. So what she made was, rather than fortune cookies, she made blessing cookies. So she made everybody like a cookie, and inside was a Bible verse. So it was just really thinking out of the box.
I talked a little bit about the fruit basket before. I actually painted a fruit basket. I am not a painter at all, but Eunice has a whole bunch of creative craft-like stuff at home, so took some watercolor out and painted a little fruit basket, shared it with the group.
And Elbert, my brother, he made some collages. So he'll take different magazines that he has during the week and just cut them out and make an image, just representing an image that God showed him during the week.
When we actually, for our first anniversary, we traveled to France just about a month ago, and we went to the town where perfume was supposedly invented, and I was just struck about this idea of us being the fragrance of Christ. You know, we read about that in the Bible, in the New Testament, about being that fragrance of Christ that really is like that odor of people know that we are, you know, that we're believers in Jesus and we have this life in us because of just that scent that we give off. So I made a perfume. And you get those like little wands and you smell them like at the store, like the little strips. So I made like a little flower strip, and then we took some lavender oil that we had at home and some chocolate and some lemon and some crazy stuff and mixed it together, and it was made to the eau de Christ. You know, like the eau de toilette, like the stuff that you buy, or eau de perfume. We made it to an eau de Christ, you know. So I basically, my encouragement was, you know when you're in the elevator with somebody and someone has like nasty perfume you don't like, and it just like it reeks, and as they walk, like, you just smell it, it's just too much. It's like, listen, it's enough. So my encouragement was, when you smell some perfume on somebody, just think about this idea of being the oud of Christ and the fragrance of Christ. So it's just a reminder that I share it to be a reminder for everyone else to say, you know, you smell perfume on somebody, you be remembered that you are the fragrance of Christ and you be an odor, but in your life, not necessarily in your smell. You guys kind of laughed yesterday when we were talking about the clay and the Play-Doh, but we've done some different examples of it. There are different examples in the Bible talks about that God is a hedge around us. It also talks about God being like a wall of fire around us too. So I made this little clay dude in the middle of this little setting where there's like fire all around him, and basically the wall of fire has been put around us. You know, and we actually, it was at a time when Dana, you guys know Dana, he was actually traveling in Russia, and he was having a real hard time dealing with just, they had a lot of problems over there, and he was just really going through it. So we sent him a picture that we took of this wall of fire that's around about us, and also around about him, and he was encouraged by it, and he actually shared that with the saints over there. So basically, this is just very simple examples of ways that we in Manhattan exercise this idea of worship in a group. I mean, it's a great setting that you guys have. I'm sure you guys meet for youth group in different settings. It's a great way, you know, you come through the week or whatever it may be, and you can share these different ways of worship. So what we want to do during this time is actually make some stuff. You know, we don't have the same craft capabilities that pre-K does, but we have different abilities here. So what I think we're going to try to do is split up a little bit into some groups that have different interests and different realms of things. So we're going to try to make a group of people who would like to work on poetry, a group that would like to work on songwriting, a group that would like to work on a skit. Okay. The rapping can fall within the songwriting. A group that, since we don't have paint, we'll do like a drawing group. Okay, so like a drawing / painting or whatever. What else do we have? Poetry, drawing, songwriting, skit. Another one about like writing a different thing. So maybe like a children's book kind of thing, or a tract maybe. Okay, like writing a tract. / maybe a comic book you might want to write, like some type of cartoon story, like as an evangelistic way to share. And then, and is there anything else that anybody really, really wants? Outside of these groups, is there something that anybody else really, really wants to do? Because we could make a miscellaneous group if we really want to. Oh, dancing! That's definitely not miscellaneous. Dancing. I think that's good. So, who would like to be in the poetry group? Okay, so why don't you guys go in the back corner over there. So the poets in the back. Alright, songwriters. Who wants to be songwriters? Okay. So songwriters, why don't you guys go to that back corner over there? Yeah. work on skits. Oh, a bunch of skit people. Alright, all the skit people will be here in this corner. Skit people will be there. Dancing. The dancers. Come on, there's gotta be some dancers in here. We got dancing.
I know we have dancing.
Yeah.